We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, everyone. Hello. Welcome to the Week 18 Gilcast. You could be watching this live on Peter Overzet's stream. You could be listening to this on the Sports Grid Fantasy Football Podcast or even the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Football feed. I'm Davis Maddock, joined this week by our special guest, Mr. Cash Game King, Peter Overzet, Nate Noling, Sammy Reed. We're here. Joe Holka and Michael Leone might show up. Honestly, if they dare show their faces, honestly.
I didn't even give him the link point. For this one. I did. Leone, I wasn't going to make him have to sit through this.
I mean, it's like I told you guys this morning, don't play Jalen Hurts. And what happens? These chuckleheads show up with Jalen Hurts in their lineup. I mean, yeah, and Peter.
You said don't play him because he's going to be out in the third quarter. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, the thesis of the play didn't hit, but to Peter's immense credit, Peter this morning, I was talking to him 2 hours before lock, and he was like, bro, you're a donkey. You got to play Josh Allen. But Peter, you saw the light. You played Josh Allen.
Davis, I give you a hard time. You did legitimately talk sense into me this morning, and I was like, Davis is 100% right. I said to those guys, I was like, it's fun. We know they're going to have Josh Allen. Leone liked Hurts. I was like, let's do Hurts. Like, that'll be fun to have a differentiator versus the Gilcast. But I was sitting here looking at my 200 head-to-heads. And I was like, I am not losing in a Bills win by a million spot here. Like, I was just like, I am not going down like that. I'm fucking playing Josh Allen.
You can't do it. So
we were tilting Josh Allen too for like the first, what, like 30, 40.
I mean, Josh Allen,
it was that one drive. It was one drive that saved us. We were screwed.
He was on pace to have a bad game. They get the ball back on their own four. They get two quick first downs and then a 49-yard passing touchdown to Stephon Diggs. And that, boom. I mean, we lose. Boom. We lose. Me, Nate, and Peter's team loses without that touchdown. Now, Sammy, I mean, I gotta say, this your team this week, an absolute work of art. You played
Sammy
good.
Played our team, Davis.
I played our team.
I know. I did not have the stones to play this. We give Sammy a very, very hard time when he plays stupid because he does play stupid.
Look at Whirling Dervish.
So this is the team that you all maybe have listened to this 6 hours ago now. You listen to me, Sammy, and Nate cook this team up to play against the Tilt Space fellas. It's Josh Allen at quarterback, Kenneth Walker, Najee Harris, and Jonathan Williams at running back. Stephon Diggs, Garrett Wilson, Drake London, and the Vikings defense. But honestly, this team, the reason it gets there is because of Drake London, because he beats Shahid. Jonathan Williams was actually an all-time.
Drake London was the play.
It wins because of Drake London, but I think the Shahid fade was like just so good, so sharp. And when we did the podcast earlier, I was the one who said, listen, why don't we just play Wilson and London?
Yeah.
And forget Shahid. That's true.
That's true. Yeah. That was your take. So wait, what did you guys play against us in the 535 on DraftKings? I guess Nate and Leone are the ones who played in it, so we don't even have access to it. You guys played Hurts.
I shared the link.
Do I need Hang to on, I think again? I can pull it up. I found the link from Leone. Yeah, I'll pull this up. I got it.
Okay, so you guys played Hurts, which is like whatever. I mean, there's no I thought Josh Allen was the play, but for the bit, it was good. But you guys did Shahid and Pat Fryer, and Algier.
They did Albert O.
Oh, I thought you guys played Pat Fryer Helmut.
He will forever to be here on referred to as Albert Zero. His nickname is cemented in history now.
So obviously this Akers was a swap.
Good swap too, by the way.
It was a good swap, and we debated your swap because Nate thought you should go to a full 49er stack. He was like, oh, they should have done.
Yeah, Nate Galbrand, you a winner. It was Purdy, CMC, and Tutu. He Galbrand, no, you
CMC
a winner.
And Kittle. I wanted. It was Kittle. I just said go for a total, like total upside GPP stack.
He Galbrand you a 70 point swap.
How is Hurts not an upside GPP play in that scenario?
Because we already had 22 from Allen. So like, if you get 20 from.
Purdy
and CMC goes off for 40 and Kittle gets 20.
I mean,
the upside of Kittle and CMC versus Akers and Iguana, like,
yeah, but CMC was a bad play. And we talked about this, Nate. CMC was a bad play because the 49ers were not going to run him into the ground if they got any sort of lead. And that ended up being true. Like they ended up giving two touchdowns to what's his face? Mitchell. And then they just ended up
the thesis behind not playing CMC for sure was correct. I mean, honestly, this is just hilarious. Run bad 9 points from Jalen Hurts is like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they lost by 25. So like
even give Hurts 20.
Yeah. How?
Yeah. You guys, sorry. I thought not playing Algier was bad, but getting both Wilson and London was really,
I actually agree with that. I like going back thinking about it, like Algier was just a smash, dude.
This dude
got a billion touches.
So did Williams. Williams got 40.
No, he did not. No, he did not.
Yeah.
No.
Williams got 16 opportunities for $4,300. That is a great play.
Now we didn't really know. Nate's spreadsheet didn't tell him that Williams is just fat and terrible. So
I told him that. I told him that pre-lock. I said this dude's been in the NFL for 6 years. He's got 20 receptions. He stinks. Jared Patterson led the team in rushing. He averaged he doubled up Williams in yards per carry. Like Williams stinks,
he's
dude.
So much better than Williams, too. Like if you watched him, Jared Patterson has moves and he's breaking tackles. Williams is just fat and runs into the line and falls over. It's just like so brutal.
I don't care. For 4,300, I'll take a running back.
I know you don't. The Jonathan Williams play he was the quintessential back when DraftKings, you know, back in our day, back when DraftKings used to let the backup running backs be 3,000, he would have been a jam. At 4,000,
There's another fat running back that we should have played for
Latavius.
Guys, We need to zoom out. I want to know about Peter's process. I want to know how he got ready for cash game week, because we talked about this on our show beforehand, but the team that you and I played, Peter, and that was pretty common in double ups was actually not the blended optimal, but it was it's like the common sense optimal. It was like, these are all pretty much the best plays with the reason it wasn't the optimal was getting in Algier instead of playing John or getting in Najee instead of playing Jonathan Williams.
And also, Davis, there's, I believe this is the second year in a row you and I have not conferred or talked about our line. All Davis and I talked this morning was on stream. You can go back and watch
it. You can go back and watch it. We did not, no secret chat between Peter and I can confirm.
Literally, I wanted nothing more than to have a different lineup than Davis.
Last year we did have a different team. 2 years ago.
The
first time we did this, we had the same team, the LaVisca and Cash week.
So I was going to play Hurts earlier this morning. You talked sense into me on that stream. And so I was always going to play Diggs. And then the 2v2s I was starting to look at. So one of them was, so obviously I played Garrett Wilson, Albert O. I was looking at that versus Pat Freiermuth and Drake London. That was the exact same salary, that difference, because Pat Freiermuth looked good. And then the other one I was looking at was Najee Harris and Broncos D versus Miles Sanders and Vikings. Because I kind of wanted to get up to Vikings. And then the last one that is going to haunt me is I was going back and forth on Isaiah Likely and Albert O all morning long. And I was like, they're punting. They're on their
third fucking cuffs. You probably didn't listen to it, but this morning I'm telling them Isaiah Likely. I'm saying we should play Isaiah Likely against them. Isaiah Likely is a good play. He's a really good pump play. And these dudes are like, nah, bro. Hunter Henry, you got it. Nate is so obsessed with the Patriots passing game. I mean, it ended up working out, but like
it was the natural bring back. We had the Allen
way too GPD.
Got to bring it back with Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to bench Likely. I mean, they need Likely for the playoffs. Where I don't know, they were benching so many players.
They need Oliver more though. Like if you think about it. They actually need Oliver way more because they want to run 50 times a game. Like they actually need their blocking tight end way more.
Yeah, Likely is essentially the Andrews role, the move tight end guy.
I guess they could have played Charlie Kolar like 80% of the snaps or whatever, but that seemed unlikely too. So I would take
an over bet on Likely playoff snaps versus Oliver for sure.
Okay, booked. Wait, how much? I'll book
bucks?
You. I'll do that.
$100
You're gonna lose.
Bye, Nate.
Nate, he was playing like literally last week. Oliver played 81% of their offensive snaps.
I'm telling you, in the playoffs, they are.
You gotta get your hand in the dirt, bro. Actually, you gotta get your hand in the spreadsheets. This is an all time bad Nate take. The thing that's haunting me is that I let the cabal get to me on Rashid Shaheed. I did not think this dude was a good play, and I was just treating him as a lock all morning, and I should have let Sammy talk some sense to me. So the team that I played, same as Peter, Josh Allen, Najee Harris, Tyler Allgeier, Stephon Diggs, Garrett Wilson, Rashid Shaheed, Albert Okwuegbunam, Kenneth Walker, and the Broncos. There were a lot of ways to not play Alberto, and somehow I did not find any of them. I mean, this guy...
You knew you wanted it. You knew you wanted it. Deep down, you were like, Albert O takes me to the promised land. My guy all season comes back from the dead, smashes in 17, smashes in 18, makes you rich.
No doubt.
You wanted that.
It was one of those like trying to will it to happen things. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Eric Tomlinson catches a touchdown.
Dude, that was lame. So hard.
That was too much. That was too much. I mean, that brought me back to week one till all over again, where it was like the Broncos are throwing to nine. Andrew Beck has 40 yards on the first Broncos possession. And you're just like, I can't believe that I've made such a mistake. Although not as big of a, I wanted to say that all the people who played Helmuth were big donkeys, but Connor Hayward, I think, got 19 targets in this game. I want to say roughly 19 targets after Helmuth or Pat Freiermuth got injured. So maybe the Freiermuth people. Well, that's a bit from Ship Chasing where Pete kept calling him Helmuth because they were drinking, I guess, and they thought Pat Freier Helmuth is the Ship Chasing bit. I mean, Nate, you are bringing up the rear though. So do you want to defend the Jonathan Williams play?
No, I mean, I think people who've listened to the show this far into the season understand that you play a running back when you get that volume.
You could have played Latavius Murray, bud.
I should have. I do feel bad about the Freiermuth thing. You could have played
Latavius instead of Williams. I would have for sure.
Yeah, my mistake was the Eagles and Freiermuth. Like, I got stuck on those.
Nate played 4K defense.
Oh, my God, I just saw that. Holy shit.
That was my mistake. It wasn't.
You're looking at Nate's lineup.
I am.
You're looking at Nate's lineup and you're like, where did all his points go? Like, yeah, why does his lineup not have more points?
Players. He didn't have any salary left because he spent $4,000 on a goddamn three.
Because he just randomly spewed for a $4,000 defense when everyone he's playing against had a 2,500. He's giving up 1,500 DraftKings dollars to get 3 points.
Dude, I wish we could slice in the podcast from this morning and just the clip of Nate going, guys, the Eagles are
Eagles D, Jonathan Williams over Algier Broncos all day, oh. Bro.
I just thought Eagles D versus Davis Webb in this spot was like a total smash. And then when it was like, I don't know, everybody was on the Broncos, I thought I was going to have an edge of 7 points on the whole field.
Well, we should talk about how straight up a bad play the Broncos were.
Well, I mean, yeah. How could we have possibly known that Brandon Staley was going to get hit over the head by a 2x4 and forget that?
So stupid.
The assumption of rational coaching has never benefited us.
Brandon Staley did something overly aggressive and foolish. I don't know. Where would you ever get that idea?
The line, the Broncos were favored in this game.
Yeah. Real quick, yeah. Nate, I did want to give you a silver lining about getting dusted today. At least Owen could send you a head-to-head.
It could have been way worse. I literally emailed things like 5 times this week. I was so tilted. All week, I was so tilted.
All Nate would talk about is his screen naming, sending DMs. He's on Twitter trying to get Kalish. Like, he's like, Davis, do you know anybody at DK? Can you give me their email?
I added Kalish and Jason Robbins. So that's all. What more can
it's
I
not
do?
In the cards.
Honestly, Nate, I think you should change your plan of attack, and I'm being dead serious. I don't think you should ask for your name to be changed. I think you should ask them to fix their search function. Be like, they literally searched my name, and you can't find it.
It feels like there's a conspiracy. It feels like someone at DK has listened, and it's a bit they don't want to let go of.
Maybe the people at DK knew that you were going to play Philly D for $4,000, and they were like, dude, we got to save Nate money. We got to keep the invites
rolling.
They should
put the money back into the ecosystem and let those invites roll in.
Man, it's so
cool. I was under the cash line by like 2 points. I mean, literally defense broke me this week.
Nate, you would have been having the worst Sunday ever if you had been able to accept all these games. I got my most action of the entire season this week. Same. Not even close.
This is the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Look how long the scroll goes until you
There's a Nate NC that shows up.
Nate Nick. Nate Nitty. Nate Nord. Nate Now. Nate Nut.
Nate and Two.
Nate and Two.
Someone is creating these accounts as a bot just to troll me. Nate 3. I'm serious. This can't be real.
There's just a regular Nate.
Wait,
there.
There's just a regular Nate.
Apparently, there's like a username, like a name and a little Run Pure Nate in there.
Nathan 09.
Nate Norm. And then you hit the wall, and then you're just like, well, fuck this. I guess I'm not sending Nate ahead.
I guess I'm sending it to Whirling Dervish.
People all think I block people. Like, I can't find you. You must have me blocked.
You must have me blocked, bro.
Yeah, dude. No.
I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal stuff that Nate, like, this is do you remember the week, Sammy, where he pulled up with the $3,400 Browns defense and like, yeah, not even so a particularly good matchup, just like, you got to fire it in there.
And it never works. It never, ever, ever works. Like 0% of the time does it work.
It was my leak all season.
I don't recall like the most expensive defense in a slate getting there. Since like the Legion of Boom Seahawks,
no,
honestly,
there was a Patriots defense.
The Patriots
last year,
remember?
Yeah, when they scored a defensive touchdown like every week. Yeah.
That was 2 years ago. It was like every week. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. I think I paid like $4,500 for a defense once in cash.
Well, it's not really all that surprising. I mean, also Nate, can you hit like why do you hate Garrett Wilson? Like Garrett Wilson is Drake London.
Oh my God, you got 17 targets. Valley, he probably had the most targets of any single player of the entire week.
Except
for that goddamn bonus and threw it away on the last play of the game. It was brutal.
No, I would have never allowed Brandon.
If it was Mike White, I probably would have played Garrett Wilson. But with Joe Flacco, I just it's not the same like target hog connection that we were gonna see. So I thought at this point that Drake London was just
about.
Obviously, result-wise, yes. Going into it, I just thought
Drake London was Flacco earlier in the year too.
I just thought Drake London was a
He averaged 11.6 per game with Flacco in three games.
Nate, you got to update the code, mate. Got to update it.
Well, I mean, I still feel better
this
about
is
Drake
even
London.
An
Drake
art.
London
it
was a better
decided.
Play. Drake London was a better play. It's just I played Shahid like an idiot because I didn't have the salary because I had to pay for defense. And Pat Freiermuth, I don't know why I didn't take a 2,500 tight end.
Wait, Nate, when you were building like your shell, was like Eagles the first thing you put in?
He just on Monday when the salaries were released, Nate put it in and he's like, we're not changing it.
It's like 17-point favorites, Davis Webb making his first NFL start. Like you just gotta click it in.
Yeah. Yeah, Nate, I mean, literally you could have gone up from Shahid to Garrett Wilson. You could have got up from Jonathan Williams to Latavius. I mean, everything was open for you.
I do feel deprived of getting like a classic Nate Brand play. Like Eagles defense is the Nate Brand play of on this,
year. This so, is
that's like
tight end and DST. That's my like leak. This
year. it's like very inside. You have to be very inside the lore of this program to know that like paying up for defense is an Nate thing. That's more than like just knowing that like Nate just like loves to jam the dustiest wide receivers with the huge target share and the worst offense. And Nate and Sammy and I were tilting too in the first half. Like Drake London has like one catch for 27 yards.
He left.
And
yeah.
He got hurt and came back in and Sammy and I are like, we can't believe.
Yeah, you guys wanted to play like Greg Dortch or some crap.
We did.
If I was
Dortch was the leading rusher for Arizona. So
let's see here. Greg Dortch, 2 for 15 as a rusher, 4 for 30 as a receiver. I mean, he Shahid-ed it. He Shahid-ed it effectively. Yeah.
But
Shahid, just an all-time cabal play, really.
Yeah, can we talk about that? I mean, it was in every projection system, I believe the best points per dollar value on the slate based on multiple projections.
Every projection system. And yeah. Everyone just basically took and ran with like one game where he and Olave played together where he had 6 for 70, basically.
Yeah, and the thing about Shahid is he's got such a high ADOT, you know, they throw it down the field to him that it's like he's not a median guy. Like he's either way above or way below, but like, you know, he's not just a guy who's going to get you a solid 6 for 50. That's not what he does.
No. It is definitely an illustration of why it's a little bit more of an art than a science with Shahid.
That is correct. Yeah. I was scared of fading him because he was in the dome. But at the end of the day, like he was going to get 4 to 6 targets. Like that's what he does day in and day out every freaking week. And it's just like, why don't we take alphas? Put some alphas in there. Drake London is an alpha. Garrett Wilson's an alpha. Get all alphas.
So I haven't got to listen to your guys' morning recording, but what I was confused about when we flipped over the cards and that Nate and Davis both had Shahid, like, did Sammy just alpha you guys and bully you into not having him?
Yes.
Basically, no, that's not actually what happened. No. What happened was that Sammy and I were unwilling to concede on Garrett Wilson. We were saying, we are not going in without Garrett Wilson. And Nate was saying, I'm not going in without Drake London. So we basically figured out a way for those three guys to work, which was with John.
Why not both .gif? And then I was like, yo, this is actually a great idea. And none of us felt
we did the same thing with Jonathan Williams. Where we were like, do you guys have Jonathan Williams in tournaments? And I was like, I don't have any of that dude in tournaments. So we kind of tried to figure out a way to get off of him, but it didn't work. Well, we could have worked with Isaiah Likely, but these guys not waved me on Isaiah Likely.
Yeah.
Honestly, Jonathan Williams at 4,300 is fine for the workload that he got. That was fine.
It's just that he was a worse play than Algier, who is not that much more expensive.
Yes, he was. Algier was 56. Algier was Williams 50, was 43. Yeah.
We would have had to go down to.
You know what the difference of that, Davis, is? That's Wilson. The difference in being able to play the Eagles D or the Jets D.
And sometimes you just really got to get that. It's beautiful. Nate, you could have dunked on all of us so hard. You could have done. You could have taken the zero at tight end, Algier and the Jets defense, and you're running away from us. You're dunking everywhere.
Stone print. Actually, he might not have caught me because he was 27 behind me.
This was just like Sammy, like being like a father, and this working out for him. He's on the West Coast. He's on a time crunch. His wife's like making him leave to go.
Sammy's like, I'm just leaving this team as my main team.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just playing what we all just constructed as my main team for all this cash game action I just got. And of course, because Sammy runs pure, we turn over basically the cash game stones.
Hey,
what can you do, Johnny? Donnie asked this question. He says, if we had gotten the likely news earlier, would you have gotten to him? And I don't think I would have, because I got spooked by Anthony Brown, like just right out of the gate.
I wasn't spooked by Anthony Brown. I let Nate spook me, basically being like my takeaway was Oliver was going to rest, which is what happened. Oliver barely played in this game, but and Charlie Kolar being active. Too, like they could have just truly punted on this game and just used like Charlie Kolar and Benjamin Victor,
who we weren't sure was going to play.
Well, we instead played a guy we're pretty sure is never going to play again.
Dude, I think for not being a cash game grinder, I think I played decent today, and I'm going to be profitable, which seems hard to believe because everyone in the chat says they beat me. But apparently, the people I beat come out of the woodwork.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
But I will say, this Albert O play was so bad. For multiple levels.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're going to punt it off, just punt it off with birthday boy Colby Parkinson. Number two, Isaiah Likely, who has been proven to be an actual good player and has succeeded even with Mark Andrews in the lineup, opened up. And we're playing a guy who had one fucking good game. This guy had been banished to the shadow realm for 17 weeks. And
he didn't exist.
Four catch for 35 yards. And we're like, let's fucking jam him. Like, what were we doing, Davis?
It's honestly... The only Peter, you know what we were doing. We were coping. This is Nathaniel Hackett was wrong. Our thesis the entire time was right. We just watched our friend Pat Corain win $2 million while we're like taking out SoFi loans to continue our gambling careers. And so we got to prove that we were a little bit right by playing Alberto. It really was just cope. Stupidity. It was really bad. There's just really no other way to say it. And the fact that the two highest this is the ownership, massive $25 double up. Pat Freiermuth, 25% owned, 0 points. Albert O, 17% owned, 0 points. Tyler Higbee, 8% owned, 7 points. Likely, 8% owned, 21 points. No, I mean tight ends in general didn't score any points today, But the two highest owned tight ends, both having zero, is just really, honestly, it's icing on the cake for how bad tight end has been this year.
Yeah. And like, I don't think Freiermuth was a bad play. I think Alberto was a
bad play. Yeah, he was. He was. Yeah. He got hurt.
Freiermuth got hurt, right? Because the other tight end got like double-digit points.
Yeah, I mean, Freiermuth played a lot, though. I think he got hurt in the second half, so he wasn't doing much. But I thought Freiermuth was a good play.
Yeah.
I mean, he was, but...
Lawrence Cager, dude.
Lawrence Cager
feels more like your brand, dude.
Lawrence Cager was my Thanksgiving Day gold star play. Back when Daniel Bellinger was out with the broken eye socket or whatever. I did see that the team, Pete, today that won the red zone, it was a Davis Mills double stack. Davis Mills double stack with a bring back.
Dude, how is Keenan Allen, Brandon Staley making Keenan Allen the highest scoring player on the slate? I mean, that guy is broken. I mean, what are we doing here?
I think there is a non-zero chance that they could win next week and lose the week after, and he still might get fired.
I hope
Staley?
So.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Sharp. No, you guys.
Yes. Sammy, you are not watching this game, dude. You are not watching this game,
dude. They had Williams leave. This is the equivalent of the child touching the stove, burning their hand, and then they're like, "I'm gonna still run back to that stove and touch it again."
The NFL loves this type of stuff. This like never give up, like play till like. He is not gonna get fired for that, even though it is objectively like negative EV. He is not gonna get fired for that at all. Like that's the type of thing that gets you more work in the NFL. Like. People love that. The Lovie Smith thing.
Yeah, Brandon Staley turning into like a young, innovative, go for it head coach into like young Bill Cowher actually makes him more employable.
Yes. The other Brandon Staley doesn't have a future in the NFL. When that stuff doesn't work out, you don't have a future.
Yeah.
I need to respond to this comment. Hunter Henry.
Yeah, the chat is right.
Yeah. Hunter Henry was 3.3. That's close enough to Min. These guys played Albert O. I mean, I guess he's talking about the Jets guy. So
Conklin?
No.
Who else was in play? I mean, it was only who would you have played if it wasn't Henry?
I don't know.
Isaiah Likely.
Conklin probably.
How much was Likely?
2.8.
I had bad an 11 for, bad for the brand. Swing. I should have done it. I'm going to tilt this Alberto. Like, even if I didn't get on Likely, I was going to go down to Parkinson and up from Broncos D to Vikings. That's an 11-point swing.
Your account would have so much more money in it than $3,285, Pete.
It's the thing is that heading into the afternoon, all we really needed from Alberto was like 3 for 30. And it's a clean sweep. It's like, because I'm looking at some of these games I lost, and some of these games I lost are by like six.
Can we talk about a play?
If Kenneth Walker scores the touchdown, it doesn't matter either.
True.
Oh, God, that was tilting.
I want to ask you guys about a play that I saw across all my head-to-head, or a bunch, that I didn't see in any optimals. I didn't see talked about anywhere. And then everyone Amari Cooper.
Right, Peter, do you not know this? Do you not know why this is?
Tell me.
Didn't grind hard like enough. His most receiving yards ever, but that's literally why
Levitan. Levitan played him in cash and told people he was gonna do it. I think it was on their show in the morning or whatever.
No, I think it was an Amico incentive thing.
It could have been Amico. I mean, it was out there.
Thing. Amari Cooper needed 80-something yards. Amari Cooper needed like 80-something yards, and everybody was like, oh, that's low enough that he's...
But no. So it goes even further than that. Apparently, the Browns coaching staff was doing like midweek pressers, and they were like mentioning specific guys and their specific incentives and being like, we're going to get Nick Chubb this, and we're going to get David Njoku that, and we're going to get this guy, and that something to the effect of like, it's really important for these guys to be rewarded for their hard work or whatever.
Y'all know how many targets Cooper ended up with?
Dude.
Three? Yeah.
Three targets. The dude, there was a dude who sent me a $500 heads-to-head, and he flipped over Amari Cooper.
People played Amari. It was a 1v1. It was Amari Cooper versus Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Three targets.
Like, no way I played Amari Cooper over Garrett Wilson.
Not good.
No way.
That is when I'm down for a good IKB, right? I love a good Alberto over Isaiah Likely, but
yeah. But the other thing is Amari Cooper is dust, and Watson
he's had
is
a good
dust.
Year. You can give him some credit. He's had a good year, but
yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Not since Watson showed up.
That's true.
That's that. Holy shit. He had a good game last week, so that makes it easier when you're clicking through. He had 3 for 105 and 2 touchdowns last week.
Okay, why are you
that's a lot.
He's dust. I mean, Amari Cooper had 1,000 yard, 17.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's dust.
Sammy dust. Is. No.
No. Oh, boy, he needed. He got 3 catches last week. Awesome.
Were there any like weird plays that a lot you guys winning? I saw some Zach Moss against me that I was.
Zach Moss was 25% owned in double ups. Yeah, so that what? Was. Yeah, that was a weird play.
Texas run funnel, man. DVP bros were out.
That's right. He smashed. He was everything that Tyler Allgeier should have been.
Oh, shut up.
What's funny is that Cam Akers is pretty owned, but I'm realizing that like a huge chunk of that has to be late swaps, right? Because he was 25% owned.
Swapping.
That's got to be, I bet at least 15% of that is late swaps.
No, there is not 15% of the field that's late swapping.
Dude, I'm telling you, my entire Discord, who are all GPP bros, were tagging me like, hey, look at this team I late swapped and chased you down with, bro. Like, all the GPP bros were late swapping this weekend.
Yeah.
How about for Davis and then everybody jumps on it?
How about me getting bailed out by not jamming in Miles Sanders and Cash and he gets 3 points? I wanted to play Miles Sanders and Cash, never want to play Miles Sanders and Cash, but. Miles
you
Sanders.
Almost had a bad narrative play that would have been
Miles Sanders. Real bad. I played him 100% of GPP, so I ate it anyway. But do you know who Miles Sanders' best friend is?
Oh,
Damar Hamlin. I ate that.
You can't make fun of the Amari Cooper incentives and then trot that out, Davis.
Well, here's the thing: I can. It's disingenuous, but I could do it. No, but I literally did play 100% Miles Sanders in GPPs, and he got 3 points. After, basically, I would say I've mocked Miles Sanders in cash players every single week of this entire season, and rightfully so. He is never really a good cash play.
And you almost forced him into our showdown lineup.
Yeah. Well, we still would have won.
There was a point when I was on the – when I was on the Jalen Hurts train, and Nate, you will love to hear this. Like, I did just have this thought briefly for about a minute, and I was like, what if I just played Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders, and the Eagles defense and capture all of their points?
Man.
That is like Nate is in the room with you at that point. That is so much Nate logic.
And every Jake Elliott field goal just like drives the knife deeper and deeper. 19-yard field goal, 21-yard field goal. Just, oh, it would have been good. Would have been really good.
That would have been a fun show, though.
Yeah.
You playing the Eagles defense at 4K is fun enough for me, man. I didn't need anything more than that.
That was good content.
Nate, how hard were you when you saw Brandon Cooks just popping off in this spot?
Watching Brandon Cooks and Latavius, like, it's a pretty sad day for me. The fact that I didn't
your brand is in fucking shambles, Nate.
It really is. I mean,
watching Drake Brandon London, Cooks and Latavius.
The fact that Drake London, Latavius, and Brandon Cooks all did the thing, I should be rich. Like, this should have been my week.
Yeah,
should have.
It's really sad.
Yeah. God, that's tough. I was actually tilting playing London over Brandon Cooks for a minute because I was like, dude, he's in the dome. You know, he's a clear alpha.
That was you texted that in our thread. That was a very mentally weak moment. I didn't even respond. I couldn't even. It's like, yeah, okay, we were gonna play Brannick. Grow up, dude. Like, no.
I think it was right after London got hurt and Nate sending us Drake London dusty texts, and I'm just like, fuck, dude. This sucks. Why did I play Drake London? Why did I listen to Nate? And then he comes back like Jesus rising from the dead and gets the bonus. And it's just like, oh, Drake London, my man.
I was real worried. I didn't realize how much leverage Drake London was going to be, but he was like, make it or break it for us.
Here's another one for you guys that I want to know if you guys considered at all. And I had this in my shell at one point. It was my team, except I punted down with Parkinson, punted down with Jonathan Williams from Najee, and also punted all the way down to Cardinals defense to jam in both Chase and Diggs. Did anyone look at Chase Diggs lineups?
I did.
Yeah, but I got scared off of the Bengals stuff.
With the Ravens.
Ravens just giving up, yeah.
That's why I didn't play likely, because the Ravens were just giving up.
Yeah. What did your guys' version of a Chase Diggs team look like?
It was going down at quarterback. It was like playing like Geno or something. Yeah. Which I thought
it was Geno.
I saw like a couple Burrow teams out there, and I was like, can't do that. Yeah, Allen was just so.
There was a lot of Burrow teams. I had a lot of Burrow against me.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I mean the Burrow guys actually ran good because Burrow played the whole game essentially, but. Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, if you have Burrow, like you're jamming in Chase, and it's like you're getting so much systemic risk if they don't get it, that it's just like you're just risking pure ruin.
Did anyone end up playing Jefferson in stuff?
No.
Yeah.
No, nobody played anybody.
No, I mean in cash games.
Oh, you mean he needed 64 yards to get his
entire he needed 190 or something.
Justin Jefferson in the massive $25 double up, Justin Jefferson 5%. I mean, some of these that's weird. I don't know.
That seems low.
He was like the highest projected skill position player. So I don't know. I guess maybe if you were punting multiple spots CMC? Or whatever.
I think CMC was higher projected than he was.
McCaffrey was 6%. Massive $25 double up. So
yeah, but it was so clear that there was news with Minnesota. It was so clear that they were like, yeah, we're probably gonna take our guys out at a point, and they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. What can you do?
Who balled out?
Yeah. Dink had a great tweet on that. He's like, the Vikings are all in on getting their guy's record. KJ Osborne is only 1,416 yards away from the single season all-time receiving record. Pete, I mean, you like, let's be honest. I've been having a bad GPP year. I assume I'm not the only one. I mean, does a little part of you, have you been turned a little bit? You're like, maybe I will dabble a little bit in the week 1-17 cash game streets.
This is what I will say. I enjoy building the cash game lineups like Saturday night, Sunday morning. I enjoy that process. The cash game sweat fucking sucks. It is a brutal, like GPP sweats. You just get the blade so quickly and it's like done.
It's
because like, I thought I was going to have this massive day. Like I was nearly sweeping early before, you know, Albert O shit the bed. And then that whole second half of the games was just agonizing for me. In a way where every play you want to go check your account, where I'm typically a watch pot doesn't boil guy. And today I was staring at my winnings.
It's harder for me to like do anything on a Sunday. Like,
yes.
Yeah. I think if I was just playing like a couple $100 of tournament teams, I could go to the grocery store, like whatever, but I don't know. I don't think I could. You're playing cash, like you got it. Every play matters, bro.
Yep. And then you see your winnings go down, and you're like, oh, what happened? And then it's like,
what happened?
Likely had a 4-yard catch, and it's just like, this is so stupid.
It is.
When you get like an overtime, and Kenneth Walker gets you right above the bubble,
that was nice.
It's got to feel great.
What doesn't feel great is all the GPP bros tagging me with their Galaxy Brain late swaps that chased down my team that was beating them heading into 4 p.m.
I mean, you know, they, Pete, they were born in the late swap, bro. They've been literally training all season for this. They yeah. just, they could not wait to get here.
Well, that's what I get, Davis, for making fun of your late swap stuff. And then I just get the blade from all these late swappers today.
I mean, I gotta say, being known as the king of the cash game late swap, it feels pretty good.
I mean, yeah, that's our one regret from this week is that Davis did not. You did send out one text early. Lock it over KW3.
Oh, if London had not come back, we would have been in really bad shape versus them, and we would have had to. Yeah, because it was London,
and then Allen had thrown one touchdown by then and had like 96 yards at half, and it was like, oh shit, like this is not going to be good.
This is not good. Yeah. Well, you know, so we're 2-0 versus the tilt space. I mean, were you and Leone haggling, or was it just like, nah, but this is what we're doing.
No, because part of the Albert O thing that's so sick is we settled on that because we thought it'd be hilarious to roll out an Albert O team
and beat us. Yeah.
And again, too, like we knew you guys were going to have Allen, and we thought the Hurts versus Allen was close. And we're like, this will just be funner, honestly, if we play a Hurts team against you, have the late charge and all of that. But we got to take our L. You guys are better cash game players than us. 0-2. There's always next year. Third time's the charm, I guess.
I can't wait for I mean, you know, week 18, who knows what life will look like at week 8. I mean, your kid will probably be old enough to give its opinions on like 2v2s and stuff by then, so that'll be good.
Yeah, and I couldn't even invite. I mean, Holka was at a hockey game, but Leone he's just a broken man right now.
He's a broken man, dude.
He was sweating this head to head like he wanted this W. We all wanted this W.
Leone last week on, I don't remember what show it was. I think we were on Chip Chasing when he was like, yeah, I really wanted to do a Brady double stack and a power sweep, but I would have had to click deposit for the second time that morning, and I didn't have the heart to do it. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Dude, Leone's normally so gracious, and like I couldn't even talk about my best lineup all year being my Brady double stack last week because I just knew. And dude, you know what's so sick about this? So like when we build our tilt space teams, like, you know, Leone's built his, I built mine, and then we kind of like mash up kind of our ideas in a team, and we decided to take last week off. And Leone, he was like, the one thing I couldn't get in was a Tom Brady double. And I know exactly how it would have gone. He would say, this is the one thing I didn't get in. And I would say, oh, I'm on the Tom Brady doubles. That's what I'm rolling out in mine. And we would have had a tilt space Tom Brady premium double with Godwin and Evans if we would have built last week, which I haven't even told him yet because he knows it's true deep down.
Well, I hope he does. I hope he doesn't make it 44 minutes into this program.
He's not listening.
Good for him. That's good. That's good for his mental
health. Wait. Would he have come on this show if you guys had won? What do we think?
Honestly, I probably wouldn't have bugged him. He's been hopping on streams. He hopped on the streams with Crane, and
he's been a big streaming guy. Yeah, like the last three times I've been on, Leone's been there. He's always down.
Yeah. No. Shout out Leone.
Shout out Leone. Shout out to Cash Game Week. You know, we're just 365 days from doing this again. I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if Nate, if they get your screen name stuff figured out by this time next year? Maybe we'll make, guys, this is what you need to do.
DraftKings.
You've got 364 days to figure out how to get into DraftKings' social portal and add Nate N as a friend. Because if you add someone as a friend, you can like directly invite them to a game. You don't have to search for it. You can just directly add them. So you got to figure out how to do that.
I have to accept a bunch of these random.
Yes. Yeah, it means you're going to get
better friends. Than going into my Twitter DMs and adding these people that I'm like accepting messages from.
Jesus Christ, what a zoo your week was, bro. Does anyone have bad tournament teams that they made? Nate, do you have a final?
Oh,
I didn't do any tournaments this week.
That's my guy, Nate. You gotta stay pure.
It was
I have one that's honestly too bad not to share. This is truly like going into the depths of like you just need to log out, bro. You got to stop thinking about this stuff so much. So I played this in the smaller red zone. This is like the $2,500 person red zone. A 1.2% owned Skylar Thompson, a 6.1% owned Tyreek Hill, a 1.9% owned Jalen.
How far did you have to scroll down to find Skylar Thompson on this slate? Jesus.
Dolphins double log off.
No. It just gets better. It gets better. 7.9% owned Tyler Conklin. 5.7% owned Latavius Murray. I balanced it out with a 14% owned Miles Sanders. I mean, just the Skylar Thompson double with the double Jets bring back with Garrett Wilson and Tyler Conklin. I mean, that is
holy.
That is
shit.
Not good.
James, there was like 8 other viable punt QBs if you wanted to go that route. You chose Skylar Thompson.
Okay, but listen. The thought was, what if Tua is not actually that good, and the whole system is just predicated on Tyreek and Waddle being that good? That was the thesis behind the play.
You know, David, they didn't. Anytime you can like quadruple stack an 11-6 game,
you just gotta jam it in.
Where not a single touchdown was scored.
Did you really lock button Miles Sanders in tournaments because he's friends with DeMar Hamlin?
Oh, for sure. Pete, do you know him?
Oh, yeah.
A narrative like this, Davis was so fired up.
I'm amazed that
he wasn't in our head-to-head challenge.
I don't go for narratives that often, but when I do, there's no middle. There's this narrative. I'm going to play this in 2 of my lineups. No, playing him in every tournament. Also, here's the thing. It was week 18, and I felt good about literally 0 plays. So anything that gave me a little bit of good, positive bias towards a guy, I was like, yeah, I'm clicking him in on every team. This is exactly this. This is the tweet.
All right, grew up in Pittsburgh, competing against Hamlin. They call each other after every game. That's my best friend. Okay, I get it, Davis. I get it. That's a joke.
Listen to the clip of what he says. He says he told him, you're the most famous person in the world.
Reach out to the medical people, whoever was there.
What do you say with everything that's going through your mind when you finally get a chance to FaceTime and you look at him? What's the first words out of your mouth?
I told him, I said, you know, you're the most famous person in the world right now. He said, not for the right reason, but I'm like,
I'm glad I didn't see this video. I would have had 100% Miles Sanders.
Yeah, how could you watch that? How could you watch that and not be like, that guy is going to score 400 fantasy points today? Come on.
Maybe because he's the one guy in fantasy football that told us not to draft him.
So 100% Miles Sanders, Geno double stacks, Skylar double stack. Didn't get there today. I'm bummed out that Nate doesn't have a Mac Jones stack. I mean, could have got there.
I would have had it. I would have had Henry, probably brought it back. Was Jacoby? No,
you would add Jacoby.
Avante Parker was the guy.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I would have done a Jacoby Devontae stack. Yeah, that's right.
I think our buddy Vlad Sedler doubled, or he owned a bunch of Devontae Parker because he's like, dude, you always got to play him. You always got to play him against the Bills. He always smashes. Boom. 2 touchdowns.
You can't beat that logic.
Yep. Roto gut.
Yeah. So the people didn't like the Skylar Thompson double. Well, it's fine, you know. We'll get him next year.
You know what is so sick, Davis, when you were explaining your logic? Your logic was basically so you could fire off a tweet that just said, Tua isn't this good, isn't that good, and here's why.
While he's got like a devastating brain injury, Davis was just going to go in and exhume his body and put it out on Twitter.
It's like, here's the thing. I got so much off in cash games today that unless I got like second place in the red zone, it wasn't going to matter. Losing in GPPs was immaterial to making sure that I won in cash.
I don't think that's how
it actually works, Davis.
I didn't even realize this. I saw this handle. I had a 109 against Bill Barnwell. He got psyops by the Miles Sanders video as well.
Oh, damn.
But he did.
Bill Barnwell has me blocked because I told him he was an idiot like 8 years ago for liking Odell Beckham as a prospect. I'd love to be unblocked, Bill, if you're watching the program.
Davis has taken the L for the last 8 years. Please unblock him.
No, I was right. I was right. Odell sucks.
Why is Davis? Davis, I thought you were saying you apologized because you were wrong. The fact that he was a generational talent.
I apologize for being so prescient and realizing that Odell is terrible.
Davis, to call yourself like 7 years guy and be so off on a guy who was literally a once in a generation prospect.
Congrats on his 1,000-yard season. I hope he has a great time.
First off, he won everybody a fantasy championship who rostered him that first year. And secondly, he's a Super Bowl champion. Put some respect on his name.
Dude, yeah, I had so much Odell in that showdown slate.
How would you guys power rank the Odell Beckham feuds? Lena Dunham and Davis Maddock. What kind of order do you guys have?
We both have a similar body type, too. No, I mean, Odell, it's fine, you know, whatever. Bill Barnwell, if you want to unblock me, I'm a different person. I'm not arguing with people.
You want me to put in a good word? You want me to put in a...
Well, it's just obnoxious because people retweet him all the time and I can't see it.
And then you have to block the people who retweet him so you never see it.
Oh, Davis, so you didn't get to see the dots of the Kansas City Chiefs play where they did the like circular
ring around the dude. How so Barnwell
did
people?
It with the dots and it was mesmerizing. It was amazing.
How mad are people at the Kansas City Chiefs for just having a laugh? Like people are like, this is football. This is serious. And
yes. There we go. I'm mad because they should have saved this for the playoffs. This is a thing of beauty. Look at this.
Oh, you don't. I see. I go the other way. I need Andy Reid to get all this shit out of his system before they're playing a neutral site AFC Conference Championship game against the Bills.
What you need to do is get out the fourth and one punts from the 48-yard line early.
That's what I'm saying. Like I cannot have any of this against the Bills or the Bengals. Like none of this.
God, this is beautiful. I want this as my screensaver. This dots. It's amazing.
Yeah. All right, guys. All right. Let's get out of here. Peter, thank you for joining Cash Game Week. If you guys obviously aren't already, you need to be members of the Deposit Kingdom, subscribing to Peter's YouTube, subscribing to Ship Chasing. Maybe it'll be you that is winning multiple fistfuls of millions of dollars next year. Sammy, Nate, do we wanna do this for the playoffs or no?
I mean, do you want to do a prize picks podcast?
I don't know. So I don't know. Guys, we'll take this meeting offline. Yeah, we'll take this offline.
We're really looking forward to waking up on Monday morning at 5:45 a.m. do these stupid podcasts with you.
Yeah, it's that's a good time. All right, everyone, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.